I can't think of a nicer way to come home. This feels so fine. And such a good tradition for us to start the springtime up here on the hill with the elderberries in bloom and the roses beginning to open up and the chickens all excited about everything. It's wonderful. I am so happy to see you all. I have missed you so much. It's just, that part has been the hardest part. There are a lot of very crunchy parts of all of this, but the hardest part was just staying home every Tuesday night. Every Saturday when everyone was sitting. And yet I felt I wasn't far away at all. I was really right here. We don't ever get far from each other. Any of us. In any relationship that we have. Sometimes it feels like it, though. So, when I was thinking about what to talk about this morning, I asked myself what was the most pressing thing that I was practicing during these months. And I had to think it was patience. Of all the other things that you have to do, you know, be tough and be brave and be blah, 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 but really mostly you have to be patient. And that's not easy. It sounds easy, and if you're waiting for a bus, you can get to be patient and you know the bus is going to come. But when something like a little disaster happens and you don't know and you're in constant state of not knowing, then that becomes a real challenge. And I kept thinking of what people would say. And they all were angry things to say. Why is this happening to me? This isn't fair. This is crummy. Nobody else has to do this. Blah, blah, blah. And I thought, that's why they say patience is the cure for anger. They belong to each other. And if we're not conscious of what we're doing, then if we meet some kind of obstacle, then the tendency, the negative tendency, which we all have, is to plunge into the blaming and the fury and the indignation that goes with meeting an obstacle. Not fair, I can't do what I want to do. But it's a wonderful practice. And I've learned so much from it just by first feeling that the translation of shanti, which is patience, is endurance. And I thought, well, grit my teeth and I will endure this. And then I thought, no, that's got a lot of anger in it still. From that point of view, it doesn't feel right. So I stopped gritting my teeth and started thinking of the way that it can be a calmness and a what they call sometimes a tolerant perseverance of allowing it, tolerating it, even accepting it. Oh, this is what it is. Oh, again, this is what it is. And each time, it has to be practiced over and over again. It doesn't just, it's not a one-time thing. This is what it is. And then begin to find some joy in it. I had such fantastic help from really sweet people with whom there has never been a sour word in all these weeks, in a very beautiful place, with so much help from all the doctors and those sorts of things. There was always someone helping. And every time I would think, this is tough, I would think, man, you're so lucky. You got all this help, all this care and attention, and that's the side of Avalokiteshvara, just reaching out and lending a hand. They don't know they're Avalokiteshvara, and I don't tell them, but that's what it is. So, practicing Shanti, we have to see when a problem comes up that it's connected to something. It isn't just a thing that arbitrarily comes up and blocks us, like some meanie out there is giving us a hard time, but that it's coming from somewhere. And then that becomes very interesting. Well, where is this difficulty coming from? I do believe it's because, in my case, I have an elderly body. And elderly bodies aren't so strong anymore. And so when something happens, they break. That's very interesting. I've got a breaky body. So, and then where does that come from? Well, that comes from being born and being alive in the world. And that, where does that lead one? Well, of course that leads one to the vividness and the beauty of being alive. And then also the end of the line, the death. And it makes it all very clear. Well, of course, one is blocked over and over by one thing or another, and tracing it back, it all comes back to birth and death. And so then it's an interesting thing, a vital thing in one's life. We practice our whole life to be life, to accept our life and to be it. But we're also at the same time practicing death, because it's the same thing. Exactly the same thing. So patience gives us such a deep insight into the wholeness of life. Life on the samsaric level, you could say. The level of being alive in the world. Sometimes we practice so we don't remember about dying, but usually the advice is to not forget for a minute. Because if you don't forget, and suddenly the vitality and the vividness and the incredible beauty of life becomes so, we become so aware and so nourished by it. You would think it was the opposite. People think Buddhism is very dour kind of gray religion, so-called, but that isn't where it leads. It leads the other way. So someone was reminding me of another practice of patience, which I like very much. It came from Brother David, and his whole entire practice, his whole entire life has been about gratitude. And that's another form of patience. Taking it one step further. Not only has this terrible thing happened, but I'm ever so grateful for it. And to find that gratitude place changes the color and the flavor of the whole thing. You meet many, many people through life who have had much worse things than a little break, who say afterwards how grateful they are for having had that experience. Just from the outside, that sounds absolutely ridiculous. How could that possibly be? But in disaster, one is thrown into depths that we don't know otherwise. And we come to understand, not from the outside, but from the inside, just how it is. And to think how grateful to be able to have had this experience. And to have had our life entirely, just as it is, with all its disasters and all its endless mistakes. Just as it is. Huineng calls gratitude meeting the good friend inside your own mind. It's like talking about zazen, it's the same thing. We don't sit in order to go outside and get something. We're sitting to meet our self. So that's, I have a lot of notes here, but I think that's really what I mean to say. I feel such gratitude for everything that's happened, and especially just to be right here, right now, and to be with all of you. It's truly wonderful. So, are there questions?
Question exactly, but when you started to talk about gratitude, I thought of the haiku that I really like by Busan. My arm for a pillow, I really like myself under the hazy moon. Isn't that? I was trying to feel what that haiku conveyed.
Yeah.
And when you talked about gratitude, I said, that's it.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
My arm is my pillow.
My arm for a pillow.
For a pillow.
I really like myself.
Under the hazy moon. Super. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I don't know if your sangha can be grateful for your absence. We had a chance to teachers, some of your students come. Ellen came a couple of Saturdays, and we got mm-hmm. to know her. We got to know each other really well, and it was really cozy. And at first it felt strange, but we just got used to it. Oh, there's only four of us. Okay, that's a group. We'll just sit. You know, so I certainly don't hope for it to happen again to anyone of the Sangha. But we did transform it. I think
so too, and I just felt so, I kept telling people, I'm so proud of them. You know, it didn't collapse, it just kept going right along. I thought, man, they're really mature, they're practicing, they really, it's really, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
You did it.
To continue Tuesday night.
Well, next Tuesday night, I thought I was coming, and then they changed the time for the move. So we're moving Wednesday morning, and I think I'd better be home on Tuesday night to help load the truck and or organize things to load the truck. So I'm afraid I won't be there for that. But then from then on, mostly, I'll be there. And now I know that it's not a problem if I go away. You'll just jump right in and take care of it. And that's the best. That really is what, as a teacher, that's what you want. That's what you're aiming for.
With Koban's teaching.
With Koban's teaching. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he said it's all up to you. To each one of us. Then you think, oh, me? I can't do it. But of course we can. That's why we're here. To cultivate and develop our ability to do. Samia?
I also want to formally thank Wendy for doing it all.
Yes.
You know, being there and taking care of the little details, arranging for every week for someone to be there.
Yes.
It's and a lot of work. It doesn't look like it is, but I know it is.
Oh, I know too. She's in touch with me.
Right.
She's already organizing Sesshin.
Yes.
It's a huge job.
And also for Brett and Dawn. They're always
yes.
there to pick up the pieces and things that are not done. It's like taking care of your own house without
yeah.
anybody
yeah.
telling them there needs to be dusting or sweeping or
yeah.
whatever needs to be done. So I'm very mm-hmm. grateful for that.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Ellie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's very nice to the people that
and there was that beautiful tea by mm-hmm. Samia.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. And she came up and did the tea for me.
Oh.
Yeah, when I could hardly sit up.
Mm-hmm.
That was very special, especially for my family. They were... Really, Teresa got it.
Mm-hmm.
That was very sweet.
I'd also like to share something else about gratitude. David's cousin in Japan recently had his second baby, and I know, of course, it's wonderful. Joy to have a baby. And a few weeks after the baby was born, they found out that she had Down syndrome.
Mm.
And the parents' first reaction was really being terribly sad. The whole family's, I don't know how long, but it seemed like they spent days crying about it. And then she wrote to me and said, and expressed that that's what happened at first. But then she and her husband came to feel that it was a gift for them, and that this little baby chose them for her parents. And, you know, there's just this shift to gratitude that happened. And because it's, you know, it'll be a lifelong endeavor taking care of little Emmy.
It will. Yeah. But I've heard that many times for parents with Down's kids, that they have a special relationship with them that's very tender.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's about acceptance, really, isn't it?
Acceptance, too, yes.
Yeah, or that word, Coven's word, allowing.
Mm-hmm.
Allowing what is happening to be what it is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sally?
I want to thank you for the lovely talk. It resonated, and I'm really, really grateful to be here. I had a blowout on Highway 101 earlier this week and watched my car hit the center divider and bounce out and cross three lanes of traffic.
Oh my God.
And watched my tire fly by me.
Oh.
Watched myself get off the road and call AAA. And I'm really grateful. I mean, for that experience. Too.
Yes. Yes.
Because everyone was so wonderful. Mm. The person that I called at AAA kept me on the phone till he could locate me. The dispatcher called to tell me who was coming, the name of the driver, the name of the company, and said, "This was the bad part of your day. The rest of your day is going to be just fine." And the driver called and said, "I'm Gabrielle, and I'm 10 minutes away." And then a policeman came by and said, "I'll stay here with you till you're done, and then stop traffic so I could get back on the freeway."
Wow.
And I was I was on the way to a friend's house, and I got there, and someone said, "You must have a guardian angel." Because
yeah.
I, no scratches, I didn't hit anyone, I didn't really hit anything, except no damage to my car except the tire, and the policeman said, "Well, you found a nice place to get off the road. Some people don't get off the road, and you avoided a collision on Highway 101.
Why?
What time of day was this?
It was midday.
Oh, my God.
That's a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and so I'm so grateful.
Yes, yeah. I'm grateful, too.
but also, it was like a lesson to wake up and really be present.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I did have a guardian angel telling me, "Now you're bouncing off the center divider and now you're crossing."
Wow.
So your talk really resonates.
I see.
In terms of gratitude, and I know what you mean about, I wouldn't wish that on anyone, but I'm grateful for that experience and for the outcome.
Yes. Yes.
So even in, I mean, it's not such a disaster, you know, could have been, but it isn't.
Right.
But in that, I also had a session with a therapist body worker who told me to think about all the space between the little grains of rice that's like the space between the molecules in our body, that were more empty than form, and so my car was going through the space of and that I was being held and supported by
so many. Yeah.
I And so even though I'm not always with you all lately, I still feel connected. And I, when I hear about all the nice things you've been doing, it makes me happy. So I'm grateful for all of you. Thank you.
Just add that I'm very grateful to see you and everyone here, and it's wonderful that you're feeling better, and I do also agree that your talk was hit the point, because I think we've all missed you deeply and have felt that patience. Kind of gnawing away, geez, when are we going to see Annie?
Yeah.
When is she going to get better? When's that house going to close? You know, the question. But it's all wonderful. So, thank you. It's great to see you. Have you back.
Thank you.